season, as you call it, and the field, it seems...
Narrows.
Narrows, thank you.
Yeah.
Senior moment.
I had a hard time. No, I had the same problem. No problem.
You might need you to write the rest of it.
Then we'd really be in trouble.
Do the number of secrets lessen, or do the familiarity grow? Does that make any sense? Fill in whatever words you need.
Actually, it does make sense, but it just comes down to, guys executing and players making plays. And you just look around and, playoff games that you've seen, I've been a part of and seen, it comes down to that. And so that's what's, makes it an exciting time. Whether, you get to the field of eight, field of four, field of two, it just gets bigger and bigger. So, I think that's what all competitors do this for.
The fact that you played a bunch of mobile quarterbacks, it seemed like they were all in a row, but does that help you when you go back against Luck, someone who has clearly the ability to improvise and do kind of color outside the lines?
Well, I think what's unique about Andrew is he's not just mobile. He can make the throws. You saw the throw he made yesterday, stepping up into the pocket. He's big. He's strong. He's physical. He's just not a little scat back type. He's... he's got the playing strength to go along with the mobility. So I think he's unique that way. I think, what he's accomplished, maybe better than any quarterback has ever accomplished early in a career to date. So, I think he was pretty highly touted that way, and I think he's been as advertised.
What did you think of the play, the touchdown to Montreal, the guy around his ankle?
Yeah, it was a good example of what he can do stepping up into the pocket, guys like that, Ben Roethlisberger, the guys that have both the, they can make the throws and they have the size and the strength to do that and break through the rush to buy that extra time to throw the ball.
Have you seen an improvement in their run game? I know they dealt with injuries at the beginning and struggled mid-season, but it seemed like yesterday they got it going a little bit.
Well, they're committed to it. I think Pep Hamilton, their offensive coordinator, does a terrific job. They use... big people, big linemen, multiple tight ends, what we call 13 personnel. You've got some misdirection, trap type of plays. And you got a mobile quarterback, so you got the read option. There's so much they're capable of. I think, their running back situation has been a little bit like ours. They've Rolodexed it through there, and Heron 36 has, kind of become, their bell cow guy, and done a terrific job. Had a big game yesterday, both in the passing game as well as the running game.
Coach, this team's gone 8-0 at home. Having this home field advantage, how important is it to have the fans, coming back to this one?
Well, it's huge. I think, we arguably have one of the best home field advantages in the league, in my opinion, between our fans and the altitude and the shock of that when teams first come out there. I think it's going to be huge, and that's why you fight so hard to get that home game.
How has Raheem come along? You didn't have him last year. This will be his first playoff game since that Baltimore in 2012. How has he stepped up here in the last?
I think he's done a tremendous job. Obviously, you bring up that particular play. I think it speaks a lot for him, the kind of young man and human being he is, as well as a football player. I think he's played good football for us. He's had a very good reason, or a very good season, a big reason why we're where we are defensively. I think that's a question you're going to have to ask him. I'm sure he's excited for the opportunity like most of us.
Coach, will you talk much about how they were able to come back on you guys in that second half back in September? Does that say something about their ability to make that comeback?
Oh, yeah, I'd go back to, when they eliminated Kansas City last year in the playoffs. Probably one of the, if not the biggest, one of the biggest ever in playoff history. So that's, with the weapons they have on offense, starting at the quarterback position, they're capable of doing that. We knew it then, and we know it now.
You get any sort of update from Adam and Jack about their...
No, they were able to interview. All focus right now is on the Broncos, and that's kind of a dead issue at this point.